بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those servants who invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best job. Allah did not praise for anything else. Allah doesn't say, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مَنْ صَلَّى or وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مَنْ صَامَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مَنْ حَجَّ. No. No other action, no other amal praiseworthy than inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main job of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an insan ashraful makhlukat for a reason. He's the governor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of the earth. وَلَكَدْ كَلَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We have honored, exalted the position of human being, and we made subservient everything, whatever makhlukat is in this world, on the land and on the oceans, every animal, every bird, every creature is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the sun and moon rising for the sake of insan, to serve the insan. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Best form, best design anyone can imagine is the human being. No one is beautiful and handsome than human being, أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُقَاتِ. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us all these favors for the job, for the duty, for the responsibility, for the task? And what is that? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You people are, those who are believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing to those who are believers until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah has not praised any nation in any holy scripture or divine book other than Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where to ponder and think why. Why we have been granted such a great honor and dignity? What's the reason? They were the people before us. They were more healthier, stronger, and you know, in size they were higher than us. They used to build houses in the mountains. What they have done, Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, Bani Israel, we can't even do that physically. We are too weak. Their ages used to be very, very long compared to our ages. They were more handsome and beautiful. They were more stronger than us. There is no comparison. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not praise them in Torah, in Injil, in Zabur, or any divine scripture. Because they were just ummati, just the followers of the Nabi of the time. That's it. You obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the sharia of the time. That's your responsibility. Do it and you will be successful. No extra burden, no extra responsibility. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Khatibun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, then the silsila of the Nubuwwat stopped. No other Nabi or Prophet will come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Ana Khatibun Nabiyyin, La Nabiyya Ba'di. I am the seal of the Prophethood. There will be no Nabi or Rasul after me. But they will still exist. Shaitan is still there. Who challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I am going to sit on the right path, Sirat al-Mustaqim. And I am going to misguide the Bani Adam from right, left, front and back. I will make sure most of the Bani Adam, children of Adam, should come with me into the hell. He challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine his daring? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that ability. Go, do whatever you want to do. But you won't be able to misguide my righteous servants. Do whatever you want to do. Your tricks, your traps, your whispering, your wasawis will have no effect on my righteous people. They will be protected. What is that protection, my brothers? What is that protection? What is the shield? Shield of Iman. Noor of Iman. That conviction, that faith, that belief. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Qadirul Mutlaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised us in the Holy Quran for one reason, that we are inviting towards good and forbidding from the evil. And we are believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As previous ummah used to believe in one Allah, those who were believers, they also used to believe in one Allah, same thing. Tawheed is a common message amongst all the prophets, from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam. Only difference is, they never used to do the work of Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar. Because Allah did not choose them for that reason. Allah did not give them that responsibility. This order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only kept for the best of the nation. And that ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you and me. We don't deserve it. We never made any effort. We were just born in the Muslim house, became Muslim. By birth, not by choice. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, we do not have value of the Iman. What is the Iman? We do not have the value of Iman because we got it for free. Without effort, without sacrifice, without losing anything. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very great Sufi of Allah. He has written Gulista and Mosta, very beautiful books. And they are small stories, you know, encouraging and enlightening the akhlaq and characters, how we should live our lives. A lot of lessons and wisdoms in that small stories of Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, is in Persian language. He said his own story. I was a child and my mom gave me a golden ring. She put golden ring in my finger. Although gold is haram for the man, but he was a small little child. Shariat was not still applying to him. So after of love him, Mahabba, his mom gave him a golden ring. He wore it, he went to the bazaar, market. There was one thief. who look at this small child. Any surprise how this small child have a golden ring is very expensive. So he wanted to rob him. So he went to the shop and he got some candy. And what is the attraction in childhood? What the child love the most is candy, sweet. If you want to give any task to the child, bribe him with the candy. He will do it because he loves the candy in that age. Now you can't give lollipop to our teenagers, young boys. That age is past. So this is psychology. So he bought some candy and went to him and asked him, "Oh my son, take this candy, taste it." So the sadhu said, "I put the candy in my mouth." He said, How is it?" He said, "Very sweet, very nice." "Okay, take out your ring, golden ring, taste it." He took it, a small child. He tasted. "How you feel?" "Oh, it's very bitter." Obviously, the metal is not going to taste right, good. Say it's bitter. "Okay, I love you. That's why I want to exchange. I want to give you sweet candy and you give me this bitter thing. You know, if it doesn't taste good, give it to me. Take your candy." So Siksha said, "I was very happy. I had no value of that golden ring. I didn't understand what is that about. And it tasted bitter. I said, okay, take it. Give me this candy." And he ate the candy, he enjoyed and came back home. Now mother said, "My son, where is that ring I gave it to you? What happened? You fell down somewhere, you miss it?" He said, "No, mom. I went to the bazaar, I found one uncle, he was very kind to me. He gave me one candy, and candy was very tasty and sweet. And when I tasted ring, it didn't taste me good. So I just exchanged, I gave it to him, and I got the candy." So mother put his hand on his head. "What you can do?" She lost. And why this has happened, my brothers and sisters? Because the small child didn't have the value of the golden ring. This is exactly happening to us. We have the wealth of Iman. We got it for free. We don't have value of it. This is exactly what's happening. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is the duty, this is the responsibility of each and every Muslim. "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi." In a society, in the house, in the bazaar, wherever you are going, if you're looking at anything is happening or anyone is doing anything against of Sharia and you know it is haram, don't keep quiet. You have to react as a Muslim. This is your duty. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. If you have power, stop it there and there, with force, by force. For example, your child doing something wrong, your wife doing something wrong against of Sharia. As a husband, as a father, you have the authority, you have the power. Or you are boss in the factory or in the shop and some your worker is doing something wrong. You have power, authority. You can stop by force. Stop it right now. Use your power in right direction. This is your duty, this is farad upon you, and it is compulsory. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. This is the highest state. Everybody can not do it. Second level. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ. Everyone has tongue. Everyone has ability to speak the truth. If something going wrong, something happening wrong, at least stand up. Have that courage. Brother, you are nice word. You don't have to insult him, abuse him. With wisdom, udu'u ila sabil rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasanah. This is required. You can't abrupt, you can't just abuse a person, insult him in front of the people. He will not listen. He will become your enemy, he will hate you. So, udu'u ila sabil rabbi bil hikmah, wisdom. Nice words, kind words, with smiling face. Brother, sister, whatever you are doing is against of Sharia. Allah has forbidden the Holy Quran, Rasulullah has stopped the Sharia. Can't do it. Please, stop it. Speak out. Whether it is your father, your mother, those who are, you know, stronger than you, and you cannot hit or beat them, but you can speak.